Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Now, the Taoiseach this afternoon responded to criticism of his partner Matthew Barrett for comments he posted on social media during his attendance at the coronation of King Charles. Barrett posted a series of irreverent comments on Instagram to his private group of more than 350 followers. The comments, which first emerged publicly in the Irish Times, were criticised by some, including clothes designer Paul Costello, who called on Barrett to apologise. In a moment, we'll speak to Louise Byrne, political correspondent at the Irish Mirror, but first, let's hear what the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has been saying this afternoon.
Yeah, look, Matt's a private individual, my partner for over 7 years now, and it was some private messages sent to some friends on his private account. You know, he never intended them to go public, but that happens sometimes. And look, we've spoken about it, and I think it's fair to say it won't happen again.
Do you think they were inappropriate, or do you think he should have?
Look, he's a private individual, and that's obviously up to him, but like I say, private account was never intended to be shared publicly, and I don't think we're going to see a repeat of it.
Do you think it's an embarrassment?
Well, look, I think I've answered that question.
Louise Byrne, political correspondent at the Irish Mirror, welcome to the programme this evening. We remember the coronation, of course, 9 days ago, lots of pomp and ceremony, and those invited to attend were actually asked to switch off their phones. Matthew Barrett evidently didn't switch off his phone. Can you remind us, what did he say on Instagram?
Evening, Sarah. Yeah, so what Matt Barrett did is he posted a number of posts on his Instagram, his private Instagram, it is worth saying. So I guess they kind of sorted out when he was in the back of a car on his way. And he said, he's a bad word, but basically he said that it seems that he was going to be the King of England. Then from then on, he was taking pictures, Miriam Lord reports in the Irish Times, of the booklet. And there was a few lines that stuck out to him. There was one line about the Queen, Camilla, touching a spectre and a rod, to which Dr. Barrett said, "It sounds like the script to a good night out, TBH." And there was a bit in the booklet about a person whose title was Clerk of the Closet, and to which Mr. Barrett said, "I have this job until my early 20s. And then later on, he posted a picture of King Charles in his crown, and to which he made a Harry Potter reference. And he said that he was genuinely half expecting it to shout Gryffindor, which I suppose is in reference to the Sorting Hat. So a number of posts there from Matt Barrett. Like you said, he wasn't supposed to have his phone on, but it appears that he did.
And this was first published in the Irish Times on Saturday. What's the reaction been since?
Yeah, so I suppose, like you said, it was first in the Irish Times on Saturday. The Sunday Independent picked it up yesterday with an interview with Paul Costello, who does have links to the royal family and has worked with them before. And he was pretty outraged and disgusted by the comments. And I suppose from there, it was picked up by the British press, who have kind of gone gung-ho on it today. The Guardian said that there's red faces in Ireland over these comments. The Daily Mail said that they had caused outrage in Ireland, and they referenced back to those comments but made by Paul Costello in the Sindo. Telegraph picked up on the Harry Potter thing. They said Varadkar's partner likens coronation to Harry Potter and said that Matt Barrett has been accused of embarrassing his country. So I think it's really the English papers that have really picked up on this over the last few days. We know that the Taoiseach had quite a tense relationship, it's fair to say, with the British media during the whole Brexit story. So understandably, they're having a bit of a field day with this yesterday and today.
And we heard the Taoiseach there repeatedly saying Matt Barrett is a private citizen, which of course is correct. But I wonder, how is that explanation going down? I don't know, have you had a chance to speak to anyone within Fine Gael or other government parties or indeed TDs in the Dáil? Because though he was a private individual, he was there alongside the Taoiseach, you know, very much representing Ireland, the Taoiseach. So I wonder, what has been the reaction within the parties, or have you heard from anything?
It's been quiet so far. I think it's really only picking up, to be honest, in the last couple of hours. I think there is an acceptance that, you know, Matt Barrett is a private citizen. I think you do have to accept, though, at the same time, regardless of whether or not you're a private citizen, when you're in a position like his, anything you put up on an Instagram post or anything like that, you do kind of have to deal with an expectation that perhaps it won't stay private. So I would say there will be some eyebrows raised in Fine Gael. There have been questions and comments made in Fine Gael before about perhaps Leo Varadkar's judgment on certain issues. So one would imagine that similar comments perhaps could be made about this situation. But I think it will be interesting to see what Sinn Féin, and indeed seen a full people say about this in the next couple of days, because I don't think it's going to go away anytime soon.
Well, and that was going to be my final question to you then, Louise, because the Taoiseach again saying it was a matter for Matt Barrett whether or not he apologised. Do we have any indication as to whether or not there's any intention for him to apologise, and when will be the end of the matter, do you think?
But judging by what the Taoiseach said, you know, like you said, he said that it is up to Matt Barrett, and that didn't necessarily sound like to me that there could be an apology. You know, some might question, does he need to apologise? In theory, it was his private Instagram page. Is he entitled to make comments? So it'd be interesting to see if he does come out and apologise. It's not really clear from what the Taoiseach said earlier. It very much sounds like the ball is in Matt Barrett's corner. But I guess we're going to have to wait and see. But I think an apology probably could put an end to this.
Thank you very much for joining us this evening. That's Louise Byrne, political correspondent at the Irish Mirror.